Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, says it lays strong foundation to keep the Indian culture and heritage strong and rich. Global order will not be determined by the developed nations, asserts Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, says India's role is crucial for trade and technology in new world order. India criticizes Pakistan at UNHRC, calls it a failed state reliant on international aid. Western disturbances bring heavy snowfall in upper reaches of Himachal Pradesh. IMD issues alert for heavy rainfall and hailstorm in various parts of Uttarakhand today. And in cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh to lock horns in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Rawalpindi this afternoon. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and treading forward with a new energy. The Prime Minister said the success of the Mahakumbh is a subject of study for modern management, professionals, planning and policy experts. He asserted that nowhere in the world there is any parallel example of this scale, and after 144 years, saints have once again given a new message for developed India, Vikasit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the world watched in wonder how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj at the banks of the confluence of rivers. We have more from our correspondent.
In his thoughts, Mr. Modi said the presence of the younger generation at the Mahakumbh sends a profound message that the youth of India will be the torchbearers of India's glorious culture and heritage, and they understand their responsibility towards preserving it and are committed to carrying it forward. He highlighted that the number of people who arrived in Prayagraj for this Mahakumbh has undoubtedly created a new record. In his words, what has happened in the last few weeks is unprecedented and has laid a foundation for centuries to come, as nearly twice of the population of the United States participated in this Ekta Ka Mahakumbh. Mr. Modi added that if scholars of spirituality analyze the enthusiastic participation of crores of Indians, they will find that India is now surging ahead with a newfound energy. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. He added that more than 21 flyovers and underpasses were constructed for the Mahakumbh. Mr. Vaishnav said, while planning this, the focus was on smooth travel for passengers.
बहुत ही क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा राज्य की पुलिस के साथ आरपीएफ का जीआरपी का और जो रैपिड एक्शन फोर्स वगैरह जो लगी सबका क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा रेलवे के सभी विभागों का बहुत अच्छा क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा इस पूरे महायोजन 45 दिनों में सब जगह श्रद्धालुओं को प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा हमको ये मार्गदर्शन दिया कि इसको आप क्राउड की तरह न समझें श्रद्धालुओं की श्रद्धा को समझें.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 4-day visit to Gujarat, visited the iconic Unity statue today and offered floral tributes to Iron Man Sardar Patel. She also visited several key attractions at Ekta Nagar. On the second day of her visit, the President is also scheduled to grace the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad this evening. More from our correspondent.
After visiting the iconic Statue of Unity, the President took a jungle safari and explored the diverse wildlife at Ekta Nagar. She also visited the Sardar Sarovar Dam in Kevadia, the largest dam of Gujarat. Later, the President visited Ekta Skill Development Center and interacted with the trainees. In the evening, the President will attend the 44th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad and also address the passing out students. During the convocation, nearly 430 students will receive degrees in various design disciplines. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that against all the challenges globally, India is moving ahead with growth. Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. She said, these are very interesting but very challenging times. The minister said the global order will not be determined by the developed nations. She said trade and technology will play a crucial role in the new world order and India will need to participate. Ms. Sitharaman said developed countries also need technology and talent.
It is necessary for us to recall that technology and matters of technology, India can be leaders on very many aspects of technology. So India has to prioritize on investing in technology, investing in people to have that mastery over technology. And it is that which is going to place India in a leadership position in a global order, which needs participation of very many countries to set the order in place.
Union Minister for Civil Aviation Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the Uran Yatri Cafe at Chennai International Airport today. In an interaction with the media, the minister said such cafes would be extended to all the airports in the country. He said this would benefit all passengers as 5 to 6 items like water, tea, coffee, snacks and local sweets will be sold at 10 and 20 rupees.
And what is special about this Udaan Yatri Cafe is that we have kept 5 or 6 items which are available there. Water bottle for 10 rupees, tea coffee for 10 rupees, samosa for 20 rupees and any other sweet speciality which is local variety that also for around 20 rupees we want to sell it to the passengers. This will be a great initiative. Now that Udaan has come in, after Udaan scheme has come in, you have seen that a lot of middle class, lower middle class are also preferring to travel by air.
The minister also informed that another terminal at Chennai Airport will be inaugurated on the 26th of March and a new terminal will be built for the Chennai Airport. Union Minister of Commerce and Industries Piyush Goyal inaugurated the Bharat Calling Conference 2025 in Mumbai today. Addressing the conference, Piyush Goyal said strategic initiatives of the government including Make in India, Digital India, Startup India and Atmanirbhar Bharat are driving innovation, infrastructure development and economic transformation at an unprecedented scale. He said huge opportunities are unfolding in the country. He noted that skill building makes the economy stronger. The minister added that the skill development will add more jobs in future. The Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, has said the WAVES Summit to be held in Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of May will be a one-of-its-kind summit where all the verticals of media and entertainment will get together. Speaking at the inauguration of the GAFX event for the AVGC sector in Bengaluru today, Sanjay Jaju said the summit will create opportunities for content creators and technology experts to come together and evolve a growth path for the AVGC sector in the country.
There are so many people who have the knowledge of doing comic writing or converting a comic into an anime or reel making, doing a truth-tell hackathon. So this is the kind of energy that our country has and all this is getting translated into the large number of creators who have come in. These challenges are now 32. Seeing the growth, we have also expanded the time limit for submissions so that our jury members also get adequate time for shortlisting them. And I would urge all of you here to spread the word around for encouraging more and more creators to become part of Creating India Challenge.
The Delhi Assembly today resumed discussion on the CAG report related to the liquor policy of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. Initiating the discussion, BJP MLA from Malviya Nagar, Satish Upadhyay said the report revealed that the scrapped liquor policy implemented in 2021 caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to the government exchequer. Another BJP MLA, Shikha Roy, demanded that the investigation must be conducted based on the CAG report and action must be taken against the guilty in this matter. The report, which was tabled in the Delhi Assembly by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta 2 days ago, flagged several discrepancies. Earlier, Aam Aadmi Party MLAs today held a protest outside the Delhi Assembly, alleging that they were not allowed to enter the Assembly premises. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. At the 7th meeting of the 58th session of the UN Human Rights Council, India has strongly criticized Pakistan, calling it a failed state reliant on international aid. Kshitij Tyagi, India's permanent mission to the UN in Geneva, accused Pakistan's leaders of spreading falsehoods from their military terrorist complex. He reaffirmed that Jammu and Kashmir, along with Ladakh, will always remain an integral part of India, citing the region's remarkable political, social and economic progress in recent years.
The Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh were, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. The unprecedented political, social and economic progress in Jammu and Kashmir in the past few years speaks for itself. These successes are a testament to the people's trust in the government's commitment to bring normalcy to a region scarred by decades of Pakistan-sponsored cross-border terrorism.
Tyagi condemned Pakistan for using the Organization of Islamic Cooperation as a mouthpiece, stating it was unfortunate that the Council's time was wasted by a state that thrives on instability and survives on international handouts. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President at the European Commission tomorrow. India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004, and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. The visit of President von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners will pave the way for further strengthening of bilateral relations. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House tomorrow to sign an agreement giving U.S. rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on the Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House yesterday, President Trump said it has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people. Due to the activity of the western disturbance in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall and snowfall continues. An orange alert has been issued for heavy snowfall and rain in the upper regions of Himachal Pradesh.
Heavy rainfall and snowfall persist in Himachal Pradesh due to the activity of western disturbance. The higher peaks of Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Chamba, Kullu, Mandi and Shimla districts are experiencing intermittent snowfall, while lower and mid-altitude areas including Shimla continue to receive sporadic rain. Across the state, 211 roads including two national highways are closed to traffic and movement through the Atal Tunnel Rohtang is also disrupted. In the tribal district of Lahaul Spiti, snowfall up to 1 foot has led to power outages in 90% of the villages. The district administration has ordered the closure of all educational institutions and offices here today. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy rain and snowfall over the next 2 days in the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall and hailstorm in various parts of Uttarakhand today, along with heavy snowfall in the higher mountain regions. Additionally, an orange alert has been issued for tomorrow in the hilly areas of Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Rudraprayag, Tirri Garhwal, Pithoragarh and Bageshwar. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh will lock horns in their last Champions Trophy group game in Rawalpindi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. Both teams are still searching for their first win of the tournament. Yesterday, Afghanistan defeated England by 8 runs at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, says it lays strong foundation to keep the Indian culture and heritage strong and rich. Global order will not be determined by developed nations, asserts Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, says India's role is crucial for trade and technology in new world order. India criticizes Pakistan at UNHRC, calls it a failed state reliant on international aid. Western disturbances bring heavy snowfall in upper reaches of Himachal Pradesh. IMD issues alert for heavy rainfall and hailstorm in various parts of Uttarakhand today. And in cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh to lock horns in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Rawalpindi this afternoon. With that, we end the midday news.